And a warning, this next conversation could at times turn a bit scatological, because we're going to talk about a TV show that features needless vulgarity, trigger warning worthy insults, lo-fi animation, and a character named Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh. I will tut, because season 19 of South Park starts tonight on Comedy Central, and here to tell us, nay, convince us why the cartoon deserves 6 minutes of critical acclaim on public radio is NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
So let's start by listening to a clip from the new season of South Park.
You know what, guys? I'm gonna Tom Brady this thing.
Yeah!
I'm gonna say, you're not giving me 4 days of detention. You're only giving me one.
No, to hell with that. You're giving me no day suspension.
So it sounds like the series really hasn't changed much in its 19th season. Do you think it still works?
Yeah, the shows are very topical. And the whole point of the series is to satirize American culture and to satirize the most sacred elements of American culture. So they will take on everything from football to religion. They did a satire of Muhammad that some worry may have inspired one of the attempt to bomb Times Square. I mean, these guys go after every sacred cow that's out there. But a big part of the show is the immediacy, doing it so close to when it airs so that you can talk about what people are talking about in the moment.
So is this sort of timely comedy, this cutting-edge satire, even if it comes through the form of an animated show, is it more important for Comedy Central than ever?
Well, what's important for Comedy Central is the fact that South Park is its highest-rated show. So,
let's just get right down to it.
Apart from all of the highfalutin talk about content, you know, the fact of the matter is it's a primary draw for viewers to the channel. I remember, this is how long I've been doing this. I remember being at one of the first press conferences that Comedy Central held for South Park when they were going to debut the show, and nobody, even the guys who were making the show, nobody thought this show would last almost 20 years. And they've become an institution that is vital to the success of Comedy Central. And that's really why they keep doing it.
Highfalutin. I mean, this is NPR, Eric. I'm trying to raise the level of discourse. You're taking us right back down to ratings. Okay.
We're talking about South Park here. So. Wait till we talk about Mr. Hanky Christmas Poo, and then you'll see just how low this discussion can get.
NPR's reality check correspondent, Eric Deggans. Okay, so you mentioned Trey Parker and Matt Stone, creators of the series, who both did not think the show would last as long as it has. But that didn't make them afraid to do what they wanted to do. This is from December of last year, and it was at a time when the Black Lives Matter movement was really gaining momentum. Here it is.
Detective Harris! Sir, we've got a problem!
What is it, Adams?
We've arrested a black man who was snooping around the old Jefferson estate!
Did you choke him?
Yes!
Did you shoot him?
Yes!
So what's the problem?
So that is one of those clips where when you're watching it, it's funny, but yeah, I don't even really want to laugh. It's that sort of cuts that close to the bone. I mean, do you think that South Park's ever gone too far in its 19 seasons?
Oh, of course. But that's the whole point. It's like the whole point of South Park is to make especially adults like us uncomfortable in the way that only really sort of pushing the boundaries kind of comedy can do. What's interesting to me about South Park, number one, the production values of the show are very basic. You know, it's a very basic kind of animation on purpose. It's also very crude, and they push the boundaries in that way too. And now we have a host of animated comedies that play in that genre. But back when South Park was doing it, you didn't have a lot of shows that combine sort of a really adult satirization of American culture with a really explicit presentation with a really crude animation style.
So South Park is entering its 19th season at a time where obviously the way people watch TV is changing so very much. And I understand there's a new deal between Comedy Central and Hulu that was made official this summer involving the show. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, Hulu cut a deal this year that's supposedly worth $192 million. It lasts for 5 years, and it makes them the online home for the South Park episodes after they air on Comedy Central. What's interesting is that South Park is at the center of an online portal, which we know is sort of the future of television viewing. It's also at the center of the strategy for this cable channel, Comedy Central, that's also very popular and also has a very young audience. So their audience is sort of the future consumers of television. And what's interesting is that almost 20 years into the game, South Park is still at the center of these two TV technologies that are about the future of television. So they're still speaking to the future of television, you know, starting off doing this show that these two guys put together because they were bored college students in their spare time.
Well, Eric Deggans is NPR's highfalutin TV critic talking to us about season 19 of South Park. Eric, always great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.
And South Park fans, don't send me letters saying that I shouldn't be tut-tutting. It was all for in good fun.
I was just going to say, how many times did we say hanky-poo on the radio?
Make it three now, I think. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now.